if you don't mind, we will say a little more than normal about the Holy Rosary, whose feast we celebrated yesterday, but for good reason, celebrated the Mass of the Holy Spirit. This is the month of the Holy Rosary, which is very unusual for the Church. For the Universal Church to dedicate a whole month to recall to us one of the great devotions in Catholic Christianity. There are certain devotions of our faith that are typically and characteristically Catholic. The Rosary is one. You see a person, I don't say reciting the Rosary, but just by mistake pulling his handkerchief out of a pocket and the Rosary falls out. Without second thought, you say to yourself, that's a Catholic. In what sense is the recitation of the Rosary one of our most distinctive Catholic practices? It is so in three different ways. First of all, because it is a profession of our Catholic faith. Secondly, because it is the source of unity in the Catholic Church. And thirdly, it is one of the most effective means we have from God, approved by the Church, for obtaining grace on all the Catholic faithful and beyond them to all mankind. The 15 mysteries of the Rosary are, in their way, 15 articles of our Catholic faith. Not coincidentally, they begin with Mary and they end with Mary. And if there is anything that typifies Catholicism, it is the Church's devotion to Mary. Every time we recite the Rosary, we profess faith in Mary's divine motherhood. She was, and for all eternity, remains Mother of God. We profess faith in the humanity of her Son. Naturally, he had a human mother. What else would you expect if not a human Son? But, though human, we believe that child born of a woman was her Creator. We believe, as we go through the sorrowful mysteries, that the path to heaven is the way of the cross. How perfectly enshrined right in the middle. If you want to reach heaven, you must be willing, with Christ and Mary, to suffer. We believe that having served God faithfully, we shall enter into glory, even as Christ, in his human nature, was glorified because he suffered and his mother was assumed into heaven, and is now queen. Oh, how Catholic this is. Queen of the universe. Who else would dare say that except a Roman Catholic? Surely, the rosary is a profession of our faith. But it is also a means, a powerful means, of uniting and keeping alive the unity among the Catholic faithful. How so? Well, by all the Catholic faithful throughout the world, the Fiji Catholic, in Fijian, I looked it up in the dictionary, the Dutch, the German, the French, wherever a Catholic lives, the rosary is recited. And what a beautiful thought. Everywhere, Catholics reciting the rosary are thinking the same thoughts and feeling the same sentiments. And as we know, what unites is having the same mind and the same heart. Even as Luke in his Acts of the Apostles tells us, that's what united those early Christians. United in mind and in heart. The Dutch say the rosary, well, in Dutch. The Chinese in Chinese. And we, I guess we can say, in Americanese. My English friends tell me we do not speak English. But it's the same faith expressed in words, felt in the depths of the heart. The multi-million rosary said daily throughout the Catholic world. Surely, under God, this unites us under Mary's mantle as nothing but the sacrifice of the Mass offered by her Son can achieve. But one final reflection. This rosary is not only the great symbol of our Catholic Christianity and one of the most powerful means of maintaining and fostering our unity, it is also a most effective source of divine grace for ourselves, for the Catholic faithful, and for the whole world. How do we know that? Because from St. Dominic's time on, we have the word of the Sovereign Pontiff. I don't know how many, but I would say at least 20. In fact, I believe every Sovereign Pontiff since the early Middle Ages, that would be about 700 years, some more, some less, have spoken and written extensively on the rosary as the means of obtaining grace through Mary from her Son, especially, and how we need to remember this today, especially in times of crisis. It was true, for example, in Dominic's time, when the Albigensian heresy swept especially Western Europe, where over 1,000 cities and towns in France alone had lost the faith. Through the recitation of the Rosary, the faith was restored, the crisis passed, the church was saved, and indeed was improved, having gone through the trial which a crisis always brings. Who in his right Catholic mind today has any doubt the church is going through a crisis? Well, that's one of those times then when the Rosary should be our most effective weapon after the sacrifice of the Mass, and indeed united with the Mass, to obtain that grace which the Church so desperately needs today. But I have one last thing to say, and that's for the handmaids. If all that we have said is true, it is then especially true for you in your special vocation for priests, for their sanctification, for their perseverance, and where need be, for their conversion. May I suggest this motto for the handmaid? It comes in three pieces. The Rosary by priests, the Rosary with priests, and the Rosary for priests. The Rosary by priests. Sisters, if you can guess, the hands of a priest to finger the beads daily, you have kept that priest close to Jesus, because he will be close to Mary. The Rosary then by priests, as when I teach them and talk to them, I tell them, for the daily Rosary by every priest. The Rosary with priests, that the people of God gathered around the priest, sometimes a large group, sometimes a little group. Sometimes, and the people are a little surprised when I do it. It's a long ride. The man is supposed to be a Catholic. Would you mind? Let's say the Rosary together. That the people will invite priests to recite the Rosary with them. And finally, for all of you, to be sure that you say your Rosary daily for priests. Mary, we believe, under God, is the source of all the grace we receive. Understandably, except for her, we wouldn't have him. And without him, he tells us, no one can be saved. Let's ask Our Lady to help all of us better appreciate and therefore better recite that Rosary which she herself gave us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.